أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. صدق الله العظيم. For the last few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about those who acquired the hidayat from Allah, those who acquired the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and iman on the day of qiyamah. In the next two ayat, ayat number 39 and ayat number 40 of surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak very briefly about the condition of the disbelievers. The two ayat have two different examples, and from here the mufassireen have deduced that generally there are two categories of disbelievers. The one category of disbeliever has some concept of jaza, some concept of recompense and reward, and some hope of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a similitude, an example. And then the second is those that are so misguided, those that have absolutely no concept of qiyamah, no concept of judgment, no concept of atonement, no concept of Allah and deen in itself, they don't have any hope for any reward. The second example has been given with regards to them. The example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. A person is traveling in the desert, that person becomes extremely thirsty, there is no water that he has carried with him, and he sees this mirage in the desert, it is sand that actually shines, and he thinks it is a mirage, and his hope and anticipations now increase that he will get water very soon, and he walks towards this mirage. And when he comes there, alas, he finds that there is absolutely no water. Hatta idha ja'ahu, Allah says, until he comes to it, lam yajiduhu shay'a, he does not find it to be anything. There is absolutely no reality in it, very far from water, just sand. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example, and Allah ta'ala concludes and he says, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. A person travels his whole life in anticipation of reward. He travels his whole life in anticipation of atonement. But when the person comes, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him. The process of death takes place. The alam-e barzakh. Now that person stands in front of Allah ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. And what does he find? فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his accounting in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions that person totally and fully. Obviously, he had not had iman. Obviously, that person has absolutely nothing now to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That does not mean that a kafir or a non-Muslim who does good is not rewarded by Allah. Their reward is in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays them full in this world. So when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, he finds absolutely nothing. This is the issue that Allah ta'ala speaks about with regards to the disbelievers. But very important for myself and all of us is to also search and ask ourselves this question. We all have hope in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst perhaps we fear the punishment from Allah, but there is also hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our maghfirat. There is also hope that we will get jannat. There is also hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon us. But then again, we need to question ourselves, what is the degree of sincerity? What is the degree of ikhlas? Do we do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And perhaps are we not going to be deluded by this mirage of the day of Qiyamah that we think we will get and we get absolutely nothing. May Allah Ta'ala save us all. Wallahu sari'ul hisab. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is swift in reckoning. It is not like the accountant, that the accountant has to punch in all the figures. The accountant has to calculate and then he comes up with the balance sheet. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is very swift. Allah can do it in less than seconds also. That is not difficult upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second example, the example of that person that has no concept of judgment, no concept of atonement, no concept of standing in front of Allah. He is in such darkness. His heart is dark and he is absolutely no concept of Allah in the day of Qiyamah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives his example. أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of this person that is in the depths of the ocean. Obviously we know the ocean is huge and the ocean is deep. The person is in the depths of the ocean and then above that the waves, the stormy wave, a wave upon a wave. Now one is the darknesses of the water, the darkness of the wave, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, مِن فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ, and above it is thick black clouds. Now what happens? There is absolute darkness, and some ulama say, if we take this example and we bring it into the night, then it is even worse that the darknesses of the night, then there is thick dark clouds, that even the stars and the light of the stars, that person would have never ever been able to benefit from. And then on top of that, water upon water, wave upon wave, the thickness and the darkness of the ocean and the depth of the water, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, that there is darknesses, some of it upon others. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. If that person takes his hand out in front of him, he will not be even able to see that hand of his. Such darkness. In other words, how is this person going to see the light? And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala draws this comparison directly with those that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had illuminated. Now the ulama have explained, as we had done in the beginning also, that each human being is born with that istiadat, each human being is born with the ability of accepting the guidance from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but because of a person's arrogance, because of some people's stubbornness, or whatever the other reasons may be, one does not accept this hidayat from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا, that for whomever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not given the nur, the person did not want to accept the nur, and the example is a very, very simple example of that of a waterfalls, and one brings his bucket in front of that waterfalls or at the bottom of the falls, and one turns the bucket upside down, obviously no water is going to enter, although there is abundance of water all around. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings about the same example, that they have closed their hearts to Allah, they have turned their hearts upside down to the nur of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah says that وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ, then that person will not get this nur of hidayat and the nur of guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guide us and may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.